With spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and dial
freedom.
There is a bug in here.
Do you remember? Oh my God, you're being listened
there's
to?
There's a bug. Yes, that's right.
I thought you swept this place.
Why are you talking about the plan?
The plan. Everyone heard us talking about the plan.
Boss, the plan.
Hey, boss, there's a bug in here.
Boss.
Lauren saying nonsense until she puts her phone down.
This is how I'm engaged while
can
I'm reading
get
my phone.
Can I my do not disturb for y'all? I'll put it in my purse.
What?
Unless I have to Google.
You'll put it in your puss?
What? I'll put it in my purse unless I have to Google.
No one thought that except
no
you.
No one thought that, you freak.
But I said it because I thought it.
Well, I guess
yeah,
someone
you're no one.
Thought
ooh,
it.
Whoa,
oh,
Paul,
shit.
Damn!
Na, na, na.
Freedom
na,
steps.
Na, na, na.
I am embarrassed to say that.
I turned it up.
Dang!
Whoa! I'm embarrassed to say that we all sang that at my high school graduation.
You should be embarrassed.
I admire it.
We
you admire
sang,
it? Yes.
Like spontaneously, it broke out, and all of the graduates like waved.
How could you not? Of course you.
I'm not
in.
Saying we choreographed.
No, but I'm saying if somebody starts it, of course everyone's going to join it.
I mean, I joined
you
in when you just
help,
said it.
Can't help, but even though you were being flame
can
roasted,
can I tell you? And I know you started to say you are being wood fired.
I'm being flambéed.
Should we close
I feel
that
like,
door?
I feel.
Yeah, let's shut that door.
You know, for sound.
Vacuum packed.
It's funny it wasn't open a second ago.
I guess there's a ghost.
There's a ghost in here.
What if it's just a big fly?
It opens
like,
the door.
Excuse me. Pardon me.
A fly leaning against the door going.
That's so gross.
God, what if flies
we
were that big?
We have this fly killer that's like a tennis racket that electrocutes them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which makes you feel like you're getting exercise while killing something.
It's really
my two
fun.
Favorite things.
It's really fun.
Move
but,
over, pickleball.
But every once in a while, and I don't think flies deserve life. I don't feel bad saying that. But once in a while, I feel like
mosquitoes
it's kind
definitely
of,
don't.
Well, it's kind of insane no. When you kill a fly with this thing, and then it doesn't immediately die, and it goes like it starts to like smoke up, and then you have to eat it.
What?
You have to. Well,
now it just smells so
it's
delicious.
Been yeah. It's been cooked.
Well, it's meat.
Yeah, it's way. Now it's a waste to throw it away.
It's just protein.
West, it's just protein. Just eat it, idiot.
Eat its eyes.
Speaking of Nana, hey, goodbye.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember that TV show Best Week Ever that I hosted briefly?
I remember
I watched
that.
It every day.
When I hosted it, it lasted for a year, and then it was very obvious that the show was not coming back, even though they wouldn't say that it was canceled.
I hate
they
that.
Would just avert yeah. Your gaze anytime oh, yeah. You ever talk to them.
And so we had in the script.
The cameras that would just turn off spontaneously and be like, we're out of here.
Spontaneous
like,
turn off.
You could just keep talking.
I had in the script that the last thing that I would say right down the barrel of the camera was, see you in hell. And then the fucking, this producer that we had was like, no, you can't say that. And it was clearly because he was still going to work there. And he was worried it was somehow going to be.
Because he was religious. I won't be there.
He was like,
I'll be
no,
in heaven.
You don't understand.
This is not factually
I'm going
correct.
To heaven. So why are you telling a lie, which is a sin?
Exactly.
Speaking of which,
sins.
Hurt. Yes, indeed. Hurt Scott on a Good Christian Fun podcast.
Oh yeah, I did that. That was really fun. I just met the two hosts when they were on my other show,
Kevin and Caroline,
talking about Passion of the Christ. Mm-hmm. And so I was on their show, and it was a good conversation. I felt like
talking all about religion.
That's
and
a
shit.
Fun show. I've done that show.
I have too. We've all done it.
I was
it.
The last. Isn't that fun? They said I completed the Freedom Trifecta.
That's right.
Great.
Being on it, and I was like, you could have asked me 5 years ago, I would have been on it.
I'm not sitting around waiting.
I don't give a shit.
I remember 5 years ago you were like, I'm not doing any podcasts that aren't all about me.
Yeah. Well, then I finally was like, okay, me and or Jesus.
That's a good concession.
It's decent.
Yeah. Did you learn anything new about me? D's nutsins.
I feel like I did, and I meant to talk about it today, and then I forgot.
Oh, okay. You forgot what you learned or forgot to talk about it today?
I forgot what I learned. I'm talking right now about it. Okay.
So that covers that.
I forgot that you were talking about it.
It's a job half done.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That's absolutely perfect.
It's absolutely perfect.
So what did you say instead of see you in hell?
Bye.
I honestly can't remember.
You're just like, and that's the end of our season. Maybe we'll be back for more.
I can't wait till they reboot the show without me.
Wow. Did they?
Which they did, and then that didn't last either.
Oh, did yours last longer? That?
No, I don't think so. I think they lasted the same time.
Who was on that?
I don't know. It was a bunch of new comedians that I was not familiar with.
I never saw it.
Too painful.
Yeah. Can't go back there.
Couldn't do it.
No.
Whoever's hosting Know You Shut Up Now, I don't watch that either.
Yeah.
No.
What if they rebooted that?
How would it's you just a puppet.
They scrubbed that from the internet. They're like, there's no videos
is
up
Is there
anymore.
No, you can't
Sometimes
even see it anymore?
Things that are completely sucks. Scrubbed. I'm like, I'm a little confused by that because there are things that I think should be scrubbed that aren't.
Yeah.
For sure.
But then they'll just get rid of some like show that was like whatever and then just like erase it.
It's weird when,
how did that happen?
When Netflix scrubs one of their own shows that only is on Netflix.
Yeah, why not just have it on there forever? Like who cares?
Yeah, exactly. It's just an option. It's bandwidth, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, and the idea that it might gain an audience later, like a show you didn't perform well enough
there
at
are
the time.
So
well,
many it's
like
things I'll never be able to find on
the
there.
Spotify algorithm has made the most popular Pavement song this weird B-side, I think, like that. And there was an article about it. I don't recall why that particular song became the most popular Pavement song, but now they play it in concert and everyone's like, yeah, because everyone's heard that song.
That's so weird.
The algorithm did this.
The algorithm.
See, we need to be afraid. We do.
Is the algorithm just listening itself?
Constantly afraid.
We need to be afraid all the time.
The fly.
I want your heart rate rising at all times.
Even in sleep.
Yeah. More in sleep because you can't control what's going on.
Guys, been having the worst sleep lately.
Oh, my
really?
God.
Just waking up all the time.
And what do you do?
It's
do you,
the worst.
Do you I go fall back to sleep pretty quickly.
Okay, good.
But it's like several times during the night. I just wake up and then I like turn over and then I fall back to sleep.
You're like, okay, I feel this bed.
I'm here. Hold on, I'm here in my
not
big
floating
pillow.
In space.
the other day when we were in Vegas, I took a nap. And Janie
what happens
was
there stays there, Paul.
Yeah, it's so personal.
I'm breaking the code.
TMI.
I'm breaking the code. taking a nap because my sleep was so bad.
Is it immediately after we recorded the episode?
Probably not long after.
Naps can be the best. I used to be anti-nap. Now I'm pro nap.
Why would anyone be anti-nap?
I just didn't ever like to take a nap. I always felt kind of sick when I woke up. Like,
me
like,
too.
Ugh.
I had that for the longest time. But it's
but
also
now I feel great.
It's time. It's the timing of it and making sure that you get the right amount.
Well, I took a 2.5 hour one yesterday.
Oh,
it was
my
fantastic.
God.
That was because I had to wake up super early.
They say 20 is perfect, but I'm more of a 45 minute guy.
Yeah.
But there are like times that. There are times where I'm just sitting there and I'm like, I start feeling dizzy and tingly and I'm like, it's time to nap. And then it just like
when
has
you
to
give
happen.
In, it's so great.
When you I try to relent.
When I know.
When you try to resist. Go and let God.
Yeah. Morpheus, I never napped really until recently. Like the last few years, I would say.
Yesterday.
I've wondered why you look so tired until just this last month.
I know. And everything changed.
You looked exhausted until very recently.
It was every time either of us talked.
So yeah,
suddenly
I
looked exhausted.
You take micro naps while we're talking.
Aziz came out of my eyes.
Aziz
came out of my eyes.
Aziz.
Hey, man. I'm in your eyes, man.
I don't even know why. I just thought that whatever, doesn't matter.
Z's come out of your eyes.
You think when you're reading a cartoon, the Z's are coming out of the eyes?
Yeah, they are.
Of the
you
they
think
are.
When you're reading a cartoon.
You think when you're reading a cartoon.
Well, I read cartoons.
Now, let me get this straight. You think when you're reading a cartoon.
Do you think Z's. Cartoons are not read? They're scanned.
Enjoyed.
It sounds weird to say reading a cartoon.
It does.
It's wrong.
What? Okay. What is
you
right?
Watch them.
I want to.
Well,
want
also,
to,
what is love? Maybe don't hurt me. Wait, so I'm taking a nap, right?
Yeah.
Janie's in the bed next to me. She's reading a book.
Yeah. She won't take a nap in solidarity with you?
She said she was going to.
And then she slipped off and read a book.
I woke up, and I think in the split second between sleep and awake, I forgot that she was in the bed next to me, and I
screamed.
I did kind of scream. I went, ugh! I bolted upright. It was, yeah. And I was like, why did that? It took me a while to figure out what happened.
Yeah.
Did I do that?
Yeah. It's weird when you like hear yourself do something when you're asleep.
Yes.
I told you about the plane one that I was on where I screamed on the plane when I woke up.
I don't think so.
I think you
did. Okay. I apologize to anyone if I'm repeating this, but basically I fell asleep with my iPod on.
Your iPod open?
Yeah. <That's> with my eyes pods open.
Keep one iPod open.
And the other iPod in your pocket.
Don't you kind of miss iPods? You still use yours?
Well, they now, iPods used to have more storage than phones, but now phones have more storage than iPods, and they discontinued iPods.
iPods used to have more storage than phones, but now phones.
24 tech power and big hit.
The idea of an iPod where that's what plays my music, and my, because it's like we're using the phone for so many things. I don't really care, but I'm just saying
I like this. Consolidating it onto. So I
like it being on the
new
phone
that just came out now. It has so much storage. I'm like, this is great.
But you know what I would sort of like?
Put some household items in there.
And I guess I could just use like an iPad for this, but like I would sort of like to have a Spotify device.
Oh, a whole device just for Spotify.
Just like so an iPod. Like,
why don't you just buy a second phone?
You know what I liked about the iPod? I really enjoyed the clicks on the wheel.
Yeah, that's the problem with
wheel.
You're trying to drive and you reach down to fast forward a song, but you have to look down now to press the right button because there's no click or there's no like tactile thing.
Yeah, but actually, and I think we have talked about this, but I know exactly where my thumb goes on the fucking phone because I'm on it all goddamn day. Because
it's depressed into the glass.
Speaking of depressed, I'm on my phone all day.
Anyway, so I'm on the plane and I go to sleep with my iPod on and a song with a super slow fade out occurs and I just drift into the deepest slumber. And then a really fast song starts after that song and it scares me awake where I don't know what's happening. And then I see two people next to me. And I guess as part of my dream, I thought they were people. I thought I was in my house and there were people in my house looking at me on the bed or something.
Don't you scream, get out.
And I went, and which made the,
which would be a great tactic for the people who break into your home.
And everyone on the plane looked at me, including the two people next to me. And I went, I apologize. I was having a weird dream and I thought I didn't know what was happening. And they just were like glared at me.
You know,
you can't be mad at people for having a scary dream.
Need to
so frightened.
Up in public.
So frightened. Because it was one of those things where I like, oh, I'm in my bed and I wake up and I felt like I was in like a science fiction show or something where two people looking at me.
It's very on my scary.
Bed. You were in a human zoo.
Yeah.
I love to sleep on the plane, but sex. I think that there's something very vulnerable about it when you're sleeping on the plane. It's like, you don't know what you're doing. You don't know. I could be saying something. I could be moving weirdly or going like drooling and like, you know.
Yeah. And anyone can see it.
And everyone sees.
Everyone turns and looks.
You're talking about
everyone.
You're just talking about farting.
The people that can
actually,
see
farting
you.
Farting crossed my mind, but yeah, for sure.
What's funny is there's very few people that can see you on the plane.
It's true, but in certain areas of the plane, such as first class, there's people who come in.
I've never been, so I don't know.
I hate when I'm in first class. I fall asleep immediately. And then everyone in the loser parade who goes getting on the plane.
Well, thankfully on planes.
File past me.
On planes now, they shut down them going into our bathrooms.
That is such a fucked up thing. You're not allowed to use just any bathroom. It's fucking crazy. Let people use the bathroom.
Scott and I are silent. No. And by the way, for all you people out there who want to be upset about that,
people are upset when they listen to this show.
For work purposes, they have to. They literally have to, which is a beautiful
Well, because you demand it and it's in your contract.
I'm saying,
SAG says they
I'm
have
saying
to.
From either side of it.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've been in the situation
well,
where.
Well, definitely flown coach 5 I'm a, trillion yeah, times I'm and will continue to.
I'm a coach and both of the bathrooms are full and it's like, can I please just go in there?
It is crazy when you have
you
to wait
on your knees in bed.
And you're in
please.
Coach.
Through the curtain.
You want to go in the front.
Yeah.
You want to go in the front.
You want to go in the front.
Hey.
Party in the front. Coach in the back.
They're going in the front. I'm going to go in the back.
Party in the front.
I will remember though when we flew
Coach
to
Craig
Australia.
Coach Craig T. Nelson in the back.
We flew to Australia and you had a first class seat, which you're entitled to.
Well, I paid for it.
Yeah, I mean, that's why you're entitled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was in the absolute last row of the plane, which was fine. But I literally didn't stand up for 19 hours. I like got into a ball next to some
man. Well, you can sleep really easily on planes, you were saying.
That is true. I just curled up into a ball and I just fell asleep for as long as possible.
Do you feel so vulnerable because you're curled up in a ball like a potato bug?
Yeah. And then
someone might think you're a potato bug.
They'll just flick me right at the seat.
When we went to Italy, I was in coach and it was just like trying to sleep.
Excuse me. Oh, my gosh. Italy, I believe you mean?
Yes, Italy. I'm sorry. Mario Batali's Italy.
Yeah.
It's like a country in a way.
It's those seats are horrible.
They're not good and it's not easy to sleep.
It's mean.
And it just ruins the whole first day that you're in another country.
Yeah, I have to have my neck pillow and I have to. Like, but I debate whether I prefer window or aisle because window I can curl up and just go into the window.
Yes, I've always preferred aisle, but now if you have to sleep on a plane,
yeah, you don't want to
sleep. Can't do it without a window.
No, because then people are going to step over you or they wake you up.
I would rather be woken up than wake somebody else up. So I'm aisle all the way.
Yeah.
You would rather be woken up than wake
someone. Mm-hmm. I'd rather move for someone else than have to ask somebody to move for me.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't really, I guess I feel the same about either option. I feel bad either way, so I don't like, I can't decide.
Well, there's no, either way it sucks.
Yeah.
So it's, which side of the suck do you want to be on?
Flying,
you know what I'm
is just bad all around. Wait, do you remember the first time you ever took a plane? Ever rode on a plane, I guess?
No.
Yes.
I mean, I guess maybe.
Mine was to here to visit my sister who lived in Redondo Beach at the time.
To here today.
I flew here for the first time. I was like, well, I got to try it. So I went to Burbank and I said, drop me off
at LAX.
I'm trying to think.
That's why Burbank's the greatest airport. You can ask for like custom destinations there.
Just anywhere. Just give me a pod down to. But okay, so you came out here to visit your sister? You said?
Yeah. That was my first time on a plane.
What was your sister doing here?
She was pursuing the arts at the time.
Hmm.
Which arts? The black arts?
The entertainment arts.
Oh.
Wow. Yeah, not the dark arts. In
not potions.
Two Tompkins in the town.
Two T's in the T.
On that trip, I saw the band Billy, Vera, and the Beaters in person.
Did he sing? Yes, he did. If I told you this moment.
What would you give if I told you this moment?
I don't think I know. Would you give me a penny? Maybe a nickel.
Penny will do.
If you haven't got a penny, fuck you.
That's right. That's how we do it in America.
Yeah.
That was vaguely familiar, but not having a penny.
Where did you see them?
I can't remember the name of the venue.
Oh, okay. Maybe
I
it's
can't
no
remember
here.
The name of the venue. It might not be here anymore, but it might be a landmark. Who knows?
And so what year was that? It was your first plane, right?
1984. It was an Olympic year. I also went to the Groundlings to see a show with Phil Hartman.
Wow.
He did that a Chick Hazard cool. mystery. Very
exciting.
You did
exciting. Tell us about this.
Yes.
Wow. That's very fun.
I saw, and I'm sure I told you, I saw a stand-up show at the Improv, which included Arsenio Hall.
Whoa.
Wait, so how old
Rick
were you?
Rick Overton. I was a
17 or something?
Sophomore. When I was 17,
you took a trip to Los Angeles.
I visited my sister in Redondo Beach.
So your first flight was, you were a teen.
I was a teen.
That's pretty memorable.
I was a teen.
Really?
I was a thuggish teen.
13, I believe.
Where'd
you go? I flew to New York. This is the one vacation that I took as a child.
Which teen? Thirt?
Yep, third. We went to New York and then traveled all around to from Maine down to Virginia, Washington, D.C., all that kind of stuff.
Oh, wow.
And saw a whole bunch
of stuff. What about Philadelphia, Atlanta, L.A.?
We went to Philly, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, as I recall. But yeah, I remember it was 1983 and they showed My Favorite Year projector
on the screen.
They like erected the whole screen.
I forgot about that.
And everyone smoking on the plane and all that kind of stuff.
Everyone. Yeah. People didn't want to.
Yeah.
Everyone was. Even
eight cigarettes in your mouth as you boarded.
But they were, even if they weren't. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Cigarettes no kills.
It sure does. Do you know, I can't believe the number of people that it's very strange to me because when I stopped smoking, I never looked back. Like I never had a craving for it again. I never desired it again. And knowing people, I feel like I meet more people who are like, I miss it. I wish I could smoke again.
Oh, I think most people miss it.
Why? It's so wild. I can't get my head around that.
Yeah. Well, that's good that you have that reaction.
Because when I was ready to quit smoking, it was just, it had become disgusting to me and I was still doing it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
One of those things I'm glad I never took up.
Same.
That's the one thing I would change.
And you're the only thing you would change.
Everything else is like, hey, that's the fucking school of hard knocks. You know what I mean? You make your really? Dumb, you make your dumb mistakes. But yeah. Smoking is like the amount of money and health issues and whatever that I wasted on that dumb thing. I wish I'd never done it.
Do you think? Do you? Well, no, I'm not gonna.
I think.
Yeah, you are then.
I can't. Therefore. Oh, by the way.
Oh, tell us, Paul.
Is this, by the way.
Is this Oh, By the Way with Paul F. Tompkins?
Yes. Is this about how you are?
Oh, by the way, I'm great. After we recorded last week.
In Las Vegas. You were in Las Vegas.
Then what?
I did. I did go to the roulette table. I did put down $100 and I did bet it on black.
Wow.
And it did land on?
Green.
Now, green! When you texted us that.
Now that's one of the more rare ones.
Yeah.
What is green?
Green is the double zero,
baby.
Oh, it's the double zero.
Okay, yeah, never it. Bet on green.
Yeah,
that's
no
like the most
green.
Unlucky.
It honestly felt like, oh, this is just rigged.
Just someone's
like,
fucking with you.
Like this guy, he wants to get rid of me.
Right, you like took one look at you. Like, let's drive this guy out of the casino.
You think black and red is 50-50, but it's really not.
It's really not.
What is it, 48-48? Two
well,
or something?
How many? Because aren't there like two double zero spots?
That's why I said 48.
I thought it was just one.
I was talking.
I thought it was
49. 49, too.
Will you please stop saying numbers?
40.
That's why I said 48, 48, 49.
Definitely 47.
Time for Wapner.
Definitely Rain Man.
If he said that. I'm definitely Rain Man. Yeah, I'm definitely Rain Man.
Yeah, definitely Rain Man.
But he wasn't Rain Man.
Was the other guy Rain Man?
Tom Cruise was Rain Man.
I saw it
That's
opening
stupid.
Night and don't
this
remember
like
anything else about it.
Frankenstein's monster.
Because his name was Raymond. And, and Rain Man couldn't say it.
Yeah, you're definitely Rain Man. Oh, I'm changing it. You're definitely.
This
definitely
is a Frankenstein situation. We have to.
Yeah.
It's a Frankenstein.
Everyone thinks that Dustin Hoffman is the titular Rain Man.
Your delivery of that reminded me of an ex-girlfriend of mine.
Oh, thank you.
Once.
You look just like her.
You pussy.
You look like Scott in a wig. Sorry to hear
She was
it.
The most beautiful woman I ever dated.
And that's why I've been so drawn to you all these years.
She met Albert Brooks at this, some like fancy event or something. Mm. And she said, oh, I actually, I saw your brother recently. Yeah, and Albert Brooks said, was he wearing a uniform?
Agree.
Because his brother was Super Dave
Super
Osborne.
Dave Osborne. Was he wearing a uniform?
Thank you.
Super Dave Osborne.
Dory!
Evan, the guy from.
I'm trying to find you!
The guy from Curb? Is it
yes, exactly.
Curb?
He
exactly.
was, yeah. He's
yeah.
passed away.
Yeah.
And he was on Bang Bang.
Oh.
And an interesting guy.
Oh, this is I remember this from your appearance on that podcast, that your mom was a fan of the Bang Bang TV show.
Oh, yes. She
That's wonderful.
Every episode.
That did not necessarily come up on this podcast.
No, on the Good
no,
Christian
I know.
Fun
I'm saying, how have we never discussed this?
Scott just likes to focus on the negative.
Yeah, I guess. Aww.
No,
you're all about him riding blindly into cars.
They hated Mr. Show, but
oh, but they liked that one. What are you shaking in your hand there, buddy?
My little water cap.
What were the names of those off-brand sneakers? Chewies? What were they called?
Sharkies. Jaws and Sharkies.
I said Jaws.
Jaws was the male version.
Okay.
My feet were narrow, so I had to buy Sharkies. Everyone knew.
Everyone knew. But they looked the same, didn't they?
No,
yeah, but they
no,
had
no,
a
no.
slightly different picture. And everyone pointed at my feet and said, those are girl shoes. You're a girl.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
Sounds good to me, absolutely.
Sounds good to me, man.
Yeah, dude, it rocks up in here.
Lauren, when you were little, were you enamored of the Olsen twins? Like when you would see what's her name on Full House going like, okay, dude, were you like, this is
I gotta act like that into my 30s.
You know, I don't recall if I was, you know, at the time going like, oh, she's so cute. I just loved the show.
Yeah.
I loved all the characters.
Did you
want to
live
inside
the show?
I would have been happy
show?
To live in the house that they lived in. It was a huge, beautiful house.
Mm-hmm. Would it have been like, did it ever make you say, oh, I want to move to San Francisco? Because it was set in San Francisco, wasn't it?
I, you know, often wondered what that would be like. But they didn't really show much San Francisco ever in that show. They went to
did
Disney
they ever
World.
Go
that was the only real time they ever went. And that was in San Francisco, obviously.
So they never showed, you know, Grant
in the opening,
the tenderloin.
In the opening credits, they show the hill.
Right. That everyone died on.
They never go to Abbot Kinney.
But I did once walk over to the Full House house.
I don't know. That's in Venice. Yeah.
Yeah. When I was visiting. Yeah. You're thinking of Hayes.
They never went to the Empire State Building.
What is it called?
They never went to
Haight-Ashbury. That's
what that's what I was thinking.
The Glendale Galleria.
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah. It's basically the same. Same thing.
Yeah.
I did go see the house, the Full House house, when I was in San Francisco once doing a show.
Simply Most Darling.
And it was a bit of a hike. And when I got there, a lot of people were taking photos. Mm-hmm. And it was really fun to see it, honestly.
Yeah. But
they painted the door a different color. And I was like, you know what?
Here's how
I feel. Yeah. If you buy a house that is a famous
iconic house, keep it the same.
They're going to take pictures anyway. It's just disappointing to see it different.
Then they have to Photoshop their pictures.
Yeah. Like the Home Alone house is in Wilmette, not far from where I grew up.
And the Father of the Bride one is around
And
here.
I went to that, which I loved. And the Pee Wee house, which it's looking pretty rough, I would say. Mm. But I think they were fixing
Pee-wee
it up.
Pee Wee should buy it.
Yeah.
You should buy it and live there.
Yeah. The Brady Bunch house, they renovated for a TV show.
Yes.
Mm. They did like a remodel show. I don't know. But
recap, yeah.
Yeah. I thought that's such a fun idea. All the actors came back to be a part of it and stuff, but
angling for their own shows.
Yeah.
All the Brady Bunch actors?
Yeah, the Brady Bunch kids did.
And so they renovated the house, and then there was they showed the
They renovated
did all six came back?
Maybe only five. I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't think
but
so.
But they renovated it to look like the actual house from the show because inside
but
it looks
like. But then what are they doing? Who lives there? What do you do with that?
Well, they were going to Airbnb do it as an expensive Airbnb or something.
They should. I would totally stay there.
Where you could stay. Yeah,
that would be so fun.
Let's all stay there.
Wait, that would be hilarious.
Let's stay there for one night and record shows. And if we see a ghost.
What if one of the rules
the ghost of the architect.
Robert Reed?
Yeah.
The ghost of the architect.
The architect.
It's the architect.
So not Robert Reed, but the character. The ghost of the character?
Oh, I thought it was the guy who built the house that we'd be sitting.
No, he was an architect. Don't you remember the plans?
Did he ever talk about building his own house? Or was he just I bought this, but I'm an architect? Or would he only do high rises?
I don't think we saw his blueprints very often.
We saw them once.
Yeah. Once?
I think they went to Disney, right?
Well,
they went to some amusement park. Everyone goes to Disney. I just said Full House went to Disney. They always go there.
They always go there. Or Hawaii. They used to.
Hawaii, and that's where they had that.
Growing in the
that
sun.
Token or totem that was bad luck.
When
he was surfing.
Yeah.
So when you were growing up, I want to get back to an earlier question. When you were growing up in Chicago.
Will you please throw that cap away?
At you.
Acceptable.
When you were growing up in Chicago, was there any TV show where you're like, that's where I want to live? Or was it all just Los Angeles because there was show business there?
No, I always wanted to live in New York. And then any show that was in New York, I thought was really cool. Like Friends.
Do you know what? I never thought about living someplace else when I was a kid.
I always wanted to live in New York. But mostly when I was in high school, that's when it really solidified that I was like, I got to be with the bright lights in the big city.
I think I was too cowardly to imagine ever moving.
Out of Philadelphia?
Yeah.
And did that trip to Redondo make you go I could see LA being a viable choice?
No, it didn't.
Really? You were
too cowardly to imagine it, and yet you did.
You're Billy Vera is everywhere.
Well, that was
Olympic
visit.
Athletes everywhere.
What I'm saying,
eventually
you moved,
I did. Well, eventually I had to put away childish things. And I became a man.
Yeah.
But I was scared when I moved here. It was to do something that huge and not have any conception of what it was going to be like.
Yeah. I was lucky enough. I grew up in Orange County, so I knew where the Universal Amphitheater was.
Chinese
you
theater.
You basically are you're not from LA, but you are close enough that you would have been there.
Yes, but it still seemed.
No, it's a whole different world.
But because I remember my roommate was a friend of mine from down in Orange County, and he moved to the Valley, and he was like, "Yeah, I'm moving to LA
of death."
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He was like, I'm moving to L.A. I'm like, oh, cool. And I couldn't even conceptualize where one would move to in L.A. And he's like, I'm in the Valley. And I was like, what's that really? I didn't even know the distinction.
Okay, well, then it's a whole new world. I feel like when I would picture New York in high school before I'd been there on a family trip. But when I'd picture living there, I would just picture Times Square. It's like I couldn't think of what an apartment would be.
Or like NYU or something.
Yeah.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
My friend went to
New
NYU,
York University for
and then I went to visit her when I was a senior. She was 2 years older than me,
You were 79?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was really fun because then I got to see what her life was like.
Oh, as,
like,
and what was it like?
It was just so fun. She was living in the dorm and it was like,
she was living in the Statue of Liberty's crown.
It was so cool. Like, you know, all her friends like going out at night for, you know, street food and like just being street out fights. And about having fun.
There were Street Fighters.
Yeah, Street Fighter 2s.
They were pulling awesome. People's spines out.
Yeah. Finishing him, et cetera.
So then
that was a great trip, and I was so happy my mom let me go do that because I got to fly by myself and go
see yeah. When I came here when I was a teenager, I still had that just irrational dislike of California that people that anywhere but to here have. Yeah. Yeah.
I know people like, I mean, I remember that as well. Like growing up, I feel like LA had so many stereotypes about it that were negative yeah. that I never really thought about it.
Do you think everyone talked like this, dude?
Yeah, I thought everyone was like, where's the beach? Like,
the Californians. Man.
Yeah.
We're talking
dude.
Like we're British people doing English, yeah. American accents. The Californians. So let's go to the Hollywood
Bowl. Pool of
Bowl.
Road urine.
Even after I lived here.
That's your way in.
Yeah. A pool of own urine.
I saw two things. The Real World season 6, I think, when they were in Seattle, that made me go like, oh man, Seattle would be cool to live in. And it was before I'd ever been. And then I went to Seattle.
That Real World made it look cool.
It did because they were right there on the pier. Yeah. It was really cool. And then I went to the piers and everything. I'm like, oh, okay.
Which season was that?
That was Irene and David where the slap.
Come on me, my baby.
No. They just did a reunion. Did you watch a reality recap? Yeah.
Wasn't
I did
it
not.
Steven who slapped her?
No. I watched.
Steven, sorry,
I watched,
Steven yeah. slapped. Yeah, watched, David's actually kind of cool now.
Wait,
although his name
reality
is Tokyo.
Recap. Cool. Yeah. Have you seen the Paramount Plus series where they get
That's
those cast
about.
Together? Okay.
Yeah.
The New Orleans one is supposed to be really good. Yes. I have not watched it yet.
I've watched it. It's good. There's one cast member that makes me very uncomfortable because Ooh, she
I
seems
thought
to be
you were gonna say something else.
having some sort of mental illness crisis.
Oh dear.
Oh dear.
But
so she's definitely stopped being polite.
Yes. but it is very good. It's
yeah, I watched
it's interesting.
A bit of the first season with New York and I really was enjoying it.
Yeah, that one was very fascinating. Season 2 made me depressed because it was the LA cast and it seemed everyone was having the exact same arguments that they had 25 years ago. And I was like, do people ever change? And even in this new Orleans one, it's kind of like the super religious guy is still super religious.
But don't you sort of think that because they were on that show together, which like really was
Sorry,
a big thing.
I'm very confused as to whether this is a new cast?
No, it's the old
it's the
cast
exact
from the 90s.
Reunited.
Brought
in the same
back
place.
Into the same house to, or whatever.
Oh, my God.
If they can get the same house.
Yeah, but or the same idea. And so...
Oh, we don't know if they can get the same house?
Not every time.
Season 2, they couldn't.
Not every
the place
time.
Was gone.
Oh, okay.
So they got a similar place.
Don't you feel like... Because I think this is... Rather than saying they don't change, I feel like if they were on a show together and the personalities clashed in whatever way and it was on TV and that was before there was a lot of reality TV and this was a huge show that everyone saw... And so you're talking about that for the rest of your life.
Yes.
I'd probably hold on to a lot of those things and go like, oh, there's this fucking guy again. Because for the last 30 years, I've been hearing about how I didn't say the right thing when you did the thing.
I guess I would say my point, I think, with how people don't change is like they get that out of the way kind of early where everyone like hashes out their issues of what happened on the show. Then they either forgive each other or whatever. I'm saying after that point, they then just start repeating their actions
from the old season
wow. where they have the exact same arguments that they had in the old season, the exact same way.
That is weird.
And the people fly off the handle in the exact same way they used to. And no one seems to have matured. I think it's different for this new Orleans season where people have like grown. And
there's a new Orleans.
Yeah.
I gotta go there.
Orleans.
No, I gotta go.
No, not there's not a new cast.
He's saying a new
I'm
New
saying
Orleans.
There's a new city.
Oh, God.
Oh, hey, boy.
Oh, he's clowning around.
Do we have to take a break ever?
Yeah, we got to take a break.
I was like, just realized we've been talking for a long time.
All right, goodbye.
Doers, mowing season is here. With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, you can get gas-like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas-like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower, just $329 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
And we're back.
Oh no!
What are you typing,
phone?
Lauren?
Lauren has phone.
Lauren has phone.
You can keep talking, guys.
Do you have phone, honey?
Honey, do you have phone now? What's wrong? You haven't even not touched your phone.
Hurry before your phone gets cold.
Oh my God! Okay, I'm here.
I've only seen season one of The Real World, and then that season. With Come On Be My Baby,
baby tonight. That's the New Orleans one. Yeah.
That's the New Orleans one.
Yeah. And they're back.
New Orleans?
Now. That was New Orleans. That's season eight, I believe. Tonight.
I don't remember any aspect of New Orleans or whatever city it was. I don't remember any aspect of it.
There's a spiky haired, super religious Christian who is still looks.
Hold
has
on a
not
second.
Aged at all.
The super religious Christian I remember from that season was a blonde girl.
Yes,
yeah.
The Mormon. Yes.
Julie.
But she did not have spiky hair.
No,
no.
The gentleman has spiky, like, bleach blonde
hair.
There
were two
Christian.
Religios?
Yeah.
And well, that's too many. I don't remember him at all.
But see, that's good to let them talk to each other.
Yeah, he's still...
I only remember her and David.
He's still very religious, and in fact, when pressed about... So do you think that gay people are...
Human beings.
Human beings. He's like, this interview's over. So.
What? Not even like a prepared answer.
What's going on? Why are people
this
so
This interview's
awful.
Over.
People are really bad people.
It's nuts. The Mormon girl is no longer Mormon, but she's the one that I fear for her.
Oh no.
She needed the guiding.
She needed John
the guiding
Smith.
Light of religion. John Smith.
Is that his name? No. What's his
Joseph
name?
Joseph Smith.
Joseph, that's right.
Look
Joseph.
In your hat.
What? Look in your hat.
Yeah, he looked in his hat.
I thought you were doing Miller's Crossing lines with an accent.
It's like I'm doing a parody of that.
I see.
Because
it's always good when we explain our jokes.
He would have his peepstones in his hat.
He would have his. What are peepstones? Explain peepstones to us.
What did you try to say?
The Infinity Stones?
I said what I tried to say.
Peepstones.
What are peeps? What I don't know this story. Tell me about it.
Okay, I
have Mormon relatives.
No, I know about Infinity.
I have a Mormon blood.
Love to speak all about that. That beautiful, beautiful glove.
Have you watched the last one yet or no?
Yeah, what is it? Infinity War.
Yep.
Yes, I just watched it last night. Okay. I will not be speaking on this matter.
What's I'll really funny is that
all questions should be directed to newcomers.
When you see the replica of the Infinity Glove,
direct that to
ask newcomers.
when you see the like a replica you can buy of the Infinity Glove or whatever, it looks exactly like the one. Like it looks.
I know.
It's just as dumb.
I think that's the best part.
Really,
the Infinity Glove is gorgeous.
Exactly. They've successfully replicated
beautiful gems.
Yeah, it looks like plastic.
I want them. Yeah.
Yeah.
If I had to have anything. I would want that.
It's interesting
women
that those
jewels.
Those didn't take off the way that sometimes like fashion from a movie or something, everyone will start
like, everyone's going to start wearing that?
Yeah, like as a fashion accessory.
Like a Michael Jackson glove. Yeah.
I think because you couldn't pick anything up, like your hand was just useless. A nightmare. A nightmare.
What if you've gone to sleep and this is your nightmare?
You're on a plane and there's two Michael Jacksons standing over you.
And they're staring at me like, hey.
They have two
what are you
gloves
looking at?
Together.
To make one
they have
set.
Two hands in one glove.
To make of our hands one glove.
Wait, what the fuck were we? Oh, so Joseph Smith.
Yeah. Tell us about
peepstones.
I can't remember exactly what the peepstones were. He was getting these messages that only he was allowed to see. They were like written on stones.
Yes, I have heard of this.
They're written on stones with marker or like
probably marker.
Okay. Yeah, because it was like what year 1500 or something.
No, I mean,
like,
when it was the 1800s. Yeah, it's a very young religion.
It's young and the 1800s.
And vibrant. he would like look. From what I remember, and
Mormonism explained by Paul F. Tompkins.
If I'm wrong about this, this is not drunk history. This is hazy history.
You just go to Wikipedia.
Sober hazy history.
And you learn about what you want to learn about everyone.
But if I'm wrong, you can certainly look it up.
And you can sue him. We'll even say that.
I take all lawsuits over me getting this wrong.
All right.
If you can get me to court with this, have at it. I look forward to meeting you on the field of battle.
Someone's going
to
take this as a challenge.
So the reason why it's very hard to get past the scammy nature of this religion is that Joseph Smith is like, God is communicating to me. He's giving me these messages on these stones, and I only can look at them. Everybody's like, okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Well, that's
what do they say?
Many, many religious things feels like they come back to something like that.
Yes, yes, yes.
Right. So that was it.
I've heard.
And they were called peepstones?
I believe they were called peepstones.
Well, that's very silly.
Wow.
It's adorable.
And is that what peeps are named after?
Yeah. Yes.
That's what he said.
They're a Mormon candy.
Yeah. Made by Mormons for Mormons.
Every time he looked
eaten
in his hat,
by you.
He just saw he just saw peeps inside his hat, and then he was like, the stones say he just like was like panicking and making something up.
7 3/4.
I should be allowed to have 5 wives.
That's such a flex when you're doing a religion. You're like, I'm allowed to fuck everyone.
Yeah.
And you are not.
You know what? If you guys can do it, sure. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, hey.
God wants this?
Sister Wives, reality recap. Do you ever watch that?
No.
Fascinating program.
Fascinating.
There's been some divorces happening in that film.
No way.
Divorces of the Sister Wife family.
Divorces, people are leaving. People
are
leaving.
What do you make of the Sister Wife divorces?
What do you make of these Sister Wives divorces? On my daughter's wedding day.
Oh, by the way, the offer?
Yeah.
I was going to say, is Miles.
Can I do some of my offer
please,
impressions?
Please.
Okay. So this is my good one.
Oh.
Ruddy. Hey, Ruddy. What's going on with you today, Ruddy? Ruddy, get out of my office, Ruddy.
Is that Rumpelstiltskin?
Oh, yeah. He was great in Godfather.
Ruddy, let me tell you something.
Ruddy.
You don't butter up a guy and then you stab him in the back. Here's how you do it. You go there. We give him an escape from the regular world.
That the show The Offer is so crazy.
It's a show?
Yeah, Cool Up.
It's a limited series.
Limited series. It's Cool Up will be in the other room just laughing at how crazy it sounds because everyone's doing the most extreme accent they can.
Absolutely.
So Ribisi is there going like, why would you do it?
You gotta stop this movie. It's making Italians look bad. You can't do
that. And then Miles Teller is like, blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. He has the exact same cadence for every line.
Miles Teller is acting in this movie like he won a contest to be in.
And it's a contest he did not want to win.
Yes, exactly. Like his wife entered him in the contest.
Yeah, he's like, fuck.
This is for her.
And he's so good in Top Gun. When he showed up.
Wait, is he playing Marlon Brando?
No, he's playing the producer of the movie.
It's based on.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I didn't know anything about
that. It's so weird because he has the exact same cadence for every line. So it's blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. And then you got the other guy going, Ready. What's going on here with you, Ready?
He's great. Matthew Good plays Robert Evans, legendary producer, and he's having
the time of his life.
He's having the time of his life. He is the most fun. Yeah. He's been in a million things.
He's been in
Matthew Good.
Woody Allen's Match Point.
Was he in that?
I've seen that.
I remember there was a scene in that movie where
the tennis ball going over the net, you know,
is it 40 love,
yeah, you know, it's like,
There's a scene in that movie where
it puts the pudding in the basket.
No!
The trifecta.
Oh yeah, no. Matthew Good. I know who that is.
Matthew Good.
Ready, ready.
What's He's the been in Jonathan many things Reese? That I've enjoyed. Is that the guy's
Leap Year.
Reese Major Minor?
Major
Minor. Ursa Major?
Ursula Major Minor.
Ursula from Little Mermaid?
And there's like some scene that's going on that is clearly improvised. There's three people in the scene.
In a Woody Allen movie?
In a Woody Allen movie. You can just tell by the way they're talking.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can see, I think he was on major drugs at this point. Like he was doing heroin. Jonathan.
Oh, yeah, right.
And so he tries to like get in on the tail
end. On the improv? Oh,
they're pretending like he's not there. It's very weird.
Oh.
It's very weird.
I just saw a post about the Before Sunrise trilogy, which I love.
I still have not seen them. I want to cover them on the show.
Ready?
You got to watch them.
Ready, you got to watch the Before.
But
Before Sunrise?
I saw a post about
After Sunrise, even better. And now we're going in between Sunrise. It's never done before.
It's not
apparently
that.
Richard Linklater.
It's not day sunlight.
Richard Linklater said there was 0% improv in the movies.
Interesting.
0%. I was really surprised because they have a very natural flow.
Yeah, they're good actors.
They're great.
Well, they're fantastic actors. It's without a doubt. Three of the best movies ever made.
Wow. I got
damn, would you be on, hand on the table.
Would you gee, be on
I've spoken.
Scott hasn't seen talking about him?
Maybe. Whenever you do Jesus. It. Depends on when you do it.
Whenever you have a free moment.
Then okay. I only want to do the first one.
Okay, that's right. Fine.
Good boundaries. Good boundaries.
We'll talk about that another time.
Great. When we'll do your part.
Ruddy.
Uh-huh.
I just cannot watch that show without saying Ruddy over and over
I
and over.
I love him so much.
He's really funny in it, but it's the craziest accent show I've seen in so long.
Kulap
will just be howling with laughter listening to, and she can't even pick out what they're saying, but she's just like, these accents, what are they doing?
I want to see a little bit just to know.
It's really good. Yes. Have you ever done an accent in anything?
I have.
What'd you do?
Holmes and Watson?
No, I didn't speak in that film except for but a line at the end when I was American.
That was the one good part of it.
I know.
You have to. Somebody doesn't speak in a movie, you got to have them talk at the very end.
I did speak at the end and say I was just kidding. let me
kidding,
think.
Fuckface.
I've definitely.
Goodbye.
Done, I have something with an accent coming out. That I
Wow.
And then.
Bangladesh.
It was Balegda.
Balegda, the movie?
Yeah. The biopic.
If there was a biopic about that person, I don't even know who it is.
Balegda.
And they called it Balegda.
Well, if it was, if they called it Balegda, I'm all in.
Yeah, but it's like calling the Tina Turner biopic.
Malignant Balegda. What if they came to you and they said, look, Lauren, we have an offer for you. We're not going to tell you how much it is. We're not going to tell you the extent of your role. We're not going to tell you where it shoots. What we can tell you is this movie is called Balegda.
Here's what I would, I mean, okay, I
You'd
can't.
You probably say who's making it.
You have to at least tell me how much I'm making. Like there has to be some reason to want to do it.
I can give you a range.
Well, for the art.
I can give
well,
you a range.
Well, if I just know that it's called Balegda, but I have no other information.
From $1 to $80 million.
It's not $1. It's scale to $3 million.
Okay. And then the question I have is,
probably
am
more
I the one
on the scale
saying
side?
Balegda?
Interesting. Would you do it as long as you didn't have to say Balegda? Or would that be additive?
In theory, I would want to be the one saying Balegda, but in practice, I think it'd be better if I wasn't because I'm sure it'd be ripped to shreds.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. Ripped to shreds. That's not how she says it. Here's what I can tell you. Everyone in the movie says it at one point, but only one character will say it in the final cut.
Oh, so it's like whoever's the best?
Yeah, it's a bake-off.
It's a Balegdaf.
Balegdaf. Balegdaf.
Okay, fine, I'll do it.
We've somehow...
Yes!
We've fashioned the script. Yeah, we fashioned the script somehow so that everyone gets to say this line.
On their least important line.
And it makes sense, but...
yeah.
So that we can cut all of the ones.
Yes.
Yeah. I love that.
And we'll only keep one.
Everyone says this same line in their dialogue. Never in the same scene.
I think that's great. Do you ever have a house
Thank
that you.
You
made up in your mind that you pictured in a book that you read that you remember?
Well, I
a
do
house
it in
that
my
I
dreams.
Made up in
I
my
know,
mind
I know you do that.
That I pictured in a book that I read.
Okay, for example,
I'm still
right now
those
I just was thinking
Are
about
you asking
this
me if
house.
I've written a book?
Well, I was just thinking about this house that I made up when I was reading a book and I, you know, made up what the house looked like.
Whose house?
And I was just thinking about the house just now, randomly popped into my head. I don't know why. But
Give me more
what book was it?
The book was called Nothing to See Here, and it's actually a fantastic book. Mm. I zipped right through it. I don't even want to tell you what it's about because there's a twist. And I didn't read the summary on the flap, and I was so happy I didn't because I didn't know what was going
to
happen.
I bet the twist is there was something to see.
Yeah.
There was something to see, and it does. They write it on the fucking book, which I thought was kind of crazy because it's a fun twist.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
more exciting. But anyway, I just picture, I made up this like beautiful mansion with this like pool that they describe in the book. And it's just pictured it in my mind, and I don't know why. You know when things just pop in your mind. It was almost like a memory, but it's not a memory. That
is a fun question.
If you ever walked into a house that looked exactly like that, would you be like, holy shit, this is the place?
Yeah.
And then what would you do?
I'd start screaming and breaking everything.
I remember when I was a kid, a series of books that were sort of Narnia-like, but it was these kids ended up in this world that was like basically like a chessboard, you know? Like
I sort of remember this.
Yeah. And
Chess for Dummies, right?
Yeah. Such a great story.
One of the characters was real dumb.
And it was the person reading.
No, I
Chess for Dummies,
this.
I opened it up and there was like a mirror page and said, you're the dummy. Yeah.
All the Dummies books have that.
And I really love,
like, guess who?
I love the books. I don't
fell
remember
for it again.
I don't remember a ton of details
Someone's
about
open
them.
One to see if it does.
What?
And then they'll be the real dummy.
What?
Someone's going to open one of those Dummies books to see if there is a mirror because they don't know because they never opened
one. Yeah, and then like the they turn the page. Yeah. Here's the real mirror.
And then you actually find it
here
in the middle.
I am.
Oh, and by the way, Post Malone. Did you see that cover I posted of him singing Better Man?
No.
I did not. I saw that you posted that. I saw what the song was and I was like, I don't like the original.
Oh, I love that song.
Okay.
But I loved his cover. I never heard him sing. I was like, what's going on? I was so surprised by
Does
his whole.
Does he sound good?
Yeah, bad? I loved it.
I like Post Malone.
And he was great. He also did some Nirvana cover. We went on like a spree watching YouTube videos.
I like his commercial. What were they? Sprite commercials? I thought he was funny.
I don't
those.
Know. I don't think I've seen that.
Do you know what? If you look closely at the tattoos on his face, they're terms and conditions.
Yeah. And then if you turn
and
it
if
inside
you look at
out.
But it says may apply.
It's a map to treasure.
Oh, wow.
Ew, if you look at it inside out.
Yeah,
he
cut
if
off
you
his
peel
face.
His, oh, yeah. That's what I thought you meant.
Yeah.
Don't do that to my
Don't do that to Post Malone.
But I feel like I can see there was like a castle in that series of books that I feel like I can still see, even though I remember no details about the book.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like a memory that you made up.
The mind is very funny, isn't it?
Isn't
mind
this is an interesting little thing with all the lines and
wrinkles.
A little
too funny.
a little too rough.
Yeah.
Found a better man. Save it for later.
So do you know like Pearl Jam at all?
Is that Pearl Jam? I mean, I know Jeremy Spoker.
That's another great one. You know why I like them? Because they tell stories with the songs.
Yeah. Like Harry Chapin.
Yeah.
They'll pause the song in the middle and just tell a story.
Yeah.
A bedtime story to people. And then everyone goes to sleep in their concert.
Let's take a break.
That was good.
Once upon a time.
You should do a cover at your next show.
They were one of the last.
That would be fucking rad.
Do you think people would lose their shit?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
If you sang a Pearl Jam song at your next show, people would love that.
They would be like, wah, 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 and rubbing their eyes and going like, am I watching Pearl Jam?
You know what? There's another
has
there's
Pearl Jam started to suck?
Mike likes, and I think it's Audio Slave. There's a song, I think it's Audio Slave, and it goes like, to be yourself is all you ever know. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
That sounds familiar.
And I was so surprised by this song because I thought it would be like,
because
you're
against slavery.
Playing. No, I thought it would be like what you just did, like hardcore music.
But
it was
I know which one you're talking about.
It was like
about.
A self-esteem song. And the audience, we were watching this like old 90s concert, and the audience was like,
weird.
Crying,
that's a 2000
singing,
band.
Or whatever. 2000.
Oh, the audience was in their 90s.
It was an old video online of the concert, and the audience was like crying at the song. And I was like, he's singing about like self-esteem and like being yourself. And it's just like so surprising because when I hear the name, like that type
audio
of Metallica,
slave.
Audio Slave, I'm not thinking I'm going to get something like that.
Audio Slave showed me it was cool to be weird.
Dumb. No, I don't
I'm
mean
trying
it
to.
Did.
I'm trying to find the.
What did you just
Dumb,
say?
Know what I mean? It did.
I'm trying to find the song.
I still don't know.
I have it. Did you find it?
What's
is
it called?
It? Be Yourself by Audio Slave.
Be Yourself. Here we go.
The full title is Be Yourself by Audio Slave.
Yeah, it was a 2005 song, so I was wrong with when I said the concert.
Oh,
was.
Shit. He's got the aux cord. That's why they call him Scotty Aux.
That's why they do that.
Here we go. Be Yourself.
This is Be Yourself by Audioslave.
I'm not hearing it. Oh, there it is. Here we go. Hey, Audioslave fans.
As Juneteenth approaches, we'd like to remember.
You observe it on a Monday this month.
Yep.
Anyway. Well, you have to play the chorus.
Nope.
That is so fucking rude.
That was fucked
to
up.
Who?
That was
the
fucked
listener
up.
And me.
And me.
Oh,
that was Paul doesn't up. Know it.
I don't know it. Now I never will.
We're just going to sit here listening to it.
Fast forward to the good part.
All right, all right. Here we go. You want me to just fast forward?
Yeah, I don't care. Play the chorus.
All right, here we go. Ready?
This is how I felt when we were talking about songs that make us cry.
Yeah.
And then my song, it was a more of a build.
Yeah,
slow
burn.
We just listened to the very first part of it.
It's not fair.
Like,
it's not
seem like I have mental problems.
It's not fair. There, rewind a little bit.
Here we go.
Kick it. I believe the children are our future.
Teach them well
and let them lead the way. Teach them everything that resides inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter.
I'm using like all of my brain.
And let them lead the way.
Anyway. I was surprised, to say the least. And Post Malone surprised me as well.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear a little bit of that?
Sure, I do.
You want me to, everyone? You want me to hand you this?
Yeah.
Here you go.
Ba-da-ba-da-beep. Throw me the dongle. Give it a real swing.
He's doing it on purpose. There you
go. Eventually, I figured that out.
I knew you were gonna do it.
I love it.
It is great. Oh, Jesus.
Funny, dude.
Do you know what? I think that is funnier than the when somebody reaches for the car door handle you pull up.
Oh, yeah.
That is funny.
I hate that one. But I like this.
My brother drove over my phone.
Oh, dear.
I like it.
What happened?
Oh, no. My Wi-Fi's bad.
My Wi-Fi.
Oh, no. My Wi-Fi's bad?
Oh, my God. Fucking hell.
It's okay, honey.
Is it?
No, it's not.
Hey, is it 8 o'clock at night, guys? Because that's how it feels.
Is it time for bed?
Good. I can't even play it.
I'm sorry.
Can't play it now.
Maybe I can play it.
I'll play it. I'll send you a DM.
Oh, slide in there, baby.
I can play it.
Come on and rock me on my blade. All right, we gotta take a break.
Goodbye.
With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Don't call me. We're back. And don't call me daughter.
Ever.
Don't call me daughter.
Guess what?
Daughter.
It's time for
my pronouns are brother, father.
Don't call me Georgia.
Don't
call
me Georgia. Can I say something? You know, like,
yeah,
the,
please.
The dumb.
Paul, we want you to say things. This is one third your show.
The I dumb, would love it if you would say stuff just so I would have to say less.
Yeah.
Really?
I really want to say less and not interrupt you all the time, but you're not saying anything.
Is this true? Matt, a quick shout out to a podcast that I've recently started listening to, and
WTF.
I'm devouring. Yeah, this guy. You gotta listen to the first.
What the fuck
minutes.
Is going on with him?
Podcast called Three Bean Salad, which is three
beans. Like they're three British off of us.
Well,
yeah.
Here's the thing: they're three British comedians, and they have a topic that they discuss.
Oh, this is like Lauren's topic
each week.
Yeah, it sounds similar.
What's funny is they are like a version of us, where they listen to each other.
No,
and they
don't.
Support each other.
No way.
No, we support various people at certain times during this show.
Wait, what's the podcast
alliances are formed
that you recommended to me that my celebrity crush Donald Gleason was on?
That he was on it.
Yeah, you sent it to me. It was like a show where they talked about food.
Oh, Off Menu?
Yeah.
Yes.
I liked it a lot.
Yes.
It was really interesting.
Huh. Also hosted by two very funny British comedians, James A.
Yeah,
Caster.
That was
we
good.
Get it. You're an Anglophile.
Well, maybe I am.
Why don't you just move overseas?
Do you think I am? Do you think I am an Anglophile?
There's this like phenomenon that children start to speak with a British accent if they watch a lot of Peppa Pig.
I've heard.
Watch a lot of Peppa Pig.
It's like adorable. A British cartoon, and they get addicted to it, and then they start speaking like, because that's how they're learning how to speak.
It's interesting because I used to watch a lot of PBS as a kid because my parents used to watch a ton of PBS.
Pig BS.
Pibbis. Pig. But so I would watch
pig
a lot
bullshit.
Of like upstairs, downstairs and various English stuff. And I grew up like kind of really able to do like English accents because of that. And then I lost it all. But
I feel the same way.
Yeah. But it was really instructional when I was a kid, just constantly like learning how everyone in the world talked.
Yeah.
And being able to imitate it.
I sometimes wonder if I were able to do a scripted thing in an accent, would I be better at it than
I was
when
better
I'm doing
at it.
Improv?
I was better at it in scripted because I had to do it for Christmas Carol.
Yeah. How the word is.
Yeah, you can say it more than once.
And you literally can do like the vowel substitutions in your script and stuff like that.
Because they have different vowels.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everywhere.
All the consonants, though, sometimes they swap them. Sometimes. The V instead of TH.
That's right, bruv.
So. Do you have a three-cher?
Have I got a three-cher?
Have you a three-cher, Daddy?
Disgusting.
Daddy's bringing us a three-cher.
Daddy's going to bring us Violet Crumble. I made my notes in a different color so I could find it easy. Smart.
Oh,
smart
you're so smart. Smart and yet
call.
You're still not saying it.
Clever girl.
She's a very clever girl.
She's a very clever girl.
The kind that is a dinosaur.
Dinosaur.
Kind that is a velociraptor.
That goes a dinosaur. Oh.
Can I just say I'm in Ben Lee's new music video and the music video is great and so is the song and it's called Parents Get High if you want to watch
it. Are you telling us?
No, I'm telling the audience.
I've seen little promos for it.
Yeah, it's a fun one.
I think I've seen an advert for that.
You've seen an advert?
All right.
All right, Peppa Pig. That'll do, Peppa Pig. All right. Now,
do
you remember this guy, KP?
Oh, God.
He is like...
Enough with this guy.
He's our worst enemy.
He's not only our worst enemy, he's our biggest threat.
He's our biggest fan and our worst enemy.
Biggest threat.
I said
He submitted this.
No, I said fan.
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
Oh my God.
We're having one of our patented disagreements
over
here.
Very, very American
one
indeed.
Of your patented Oswalds. this guy KP, he submitted this three-cher.
Kitchen Patrol. We
all know him as Kitchen Patrol.
He's appealing spuds.
He's like Paw Patrol, but if it was a kitchen instead.
Yeah.
Oh, now I get it.
Yeah, like if a blender had a hat on.
Oh, now
you can
I
leave your hat on
if you're a blender. So he submitted this feature called Press Junket. And we were like, there's a lot of problems with this.
Yeah. We had notes. Let's just say.
We had a lot of notes and we said, work on this and resubmit
it. And right into the mic. It was funny because you turned away from it until the audible part.
Yeah, you're right.
There was a panelist, a Best Week Ever panelist before the hosted version that killed it the first time, who yawned during a take and didn't stop.
Yeah.
Didn't say, I'm sorry, let me do this, but just yawned through as if that was going to make it to air. And it's like, this is a television show.
There
Can
was
I just
a
tell you this yeah. person posted on the online. Y'all, I just met online. Zendaya, but I didn't have a pen or paper, so she signed my notes app, and she just typed Zendaya into this person's.
That's funny.
Oh yeah, she did it. Yeah. Oh, the same thing is about to happen to me as soon as we stop recording.
Oh, she just did it on my phone.
Blah, 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 blah. Leave your hat on. Okay, so KP submits.
So KP submits total waste of space.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
I think we saw the potential in him. He was a little cocky out of the gate. It was like, no, KP, this needs work. Go back.
Yeah,
to the
go back.
Board.
Yeah.
Get back there.
Guy ghosts us.
Get back.
He ghosted us for weeks.
Get back.
Yeah.
Peter Jack. Back to the drawing board,
thank
KP.
Thank you.
And so then he comes back because one of our notes was, what's the big prize? Because he said there was a big prize that you win.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then he gets back to us finally last week.
All right. Here's his initial submission. One person is a movie star doing a press junket for a made-up movie. One person is an interviewer from a random local news station. And the other person is the star's handler trying to keep the interview on track.
All right. I actually think it's a good game.
Well,
what? No, we didn't.
It needed something more because it wasn't necessarily a game.
No, for sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so then he comes
What's
back.
What's the difference between a game and a three-chair?
Oh, we can't go down this hole.
Shut the fuck up.
Don't ask that.
Discuss that.
We certainly don't.
Then he comes back with this. Timer is set for 3 minutes. This is him or is this you, Kev? This is all him. You never made any suggestions, right? And you never will.
Yeah.
Hear me, God.
Kevin, by the way, had to learn sign language in order to communicate with us because we don't want him on mic.
Yes.
So, and you're doing a good job. And you did it just by watching Coda.
Stop saying I love you.
So you know anything they said in Coda, and that's it.
I love the movie
He just
Coda.
Knows the dialogue from the movie, the script from the movie Coda. Coda.
That's all, and he has to work every conversation into that.
He wants to be a singer, I guess.
Timer set. He's got to go out on the boat tonight.
Timer is set for 3 minutes. One player is an aloof Hollywood bad boy or girl doing a press junket for their new movie. One player is their stressed out publicist, and the third is an entertainment reporter. The actor has a silly rumor going around about them. Example, tried to grow weird.
There are Z's growing out of my eyeballs right now.
Hey, man.
Yeah, the Z's are flowing, dude.
The rumors decided ahead of time by the reporter rumor is only known... And is only known by the publicist and reporter.
Rumor has it.
The reporter is slyly trying to get the scoop from the actor, but the publicist is trying to...
Publicist!
You knew you were going to be able to get one.
Sometimes, honestly, that's a good description of their job. Publicist.
The publicist says...
I almost shut down when that came out of my mouth. I was almost like, I'm done.
You almost had to just walk home.
I'm done for my career.
Not even drive home. Walk home.
Well, I said publicist. Got to walk home.
Honey, could you get an Uber and get my car? I can't go
have
back
the
there.
Uber driver drive my car, and you drive the Uber driver.
Uber, you can drive my car.
Bing, bang, bang, bang.
Five stars, yeah.
Wait, Uber's driving your car. Okay, yeah. Look, Weird Al, you normally love your work.
Yeah,
but first of all, why
who's this person that's giving him notes all the time?
Weird Al, we got to talk about Uber, you can drive my car.
The reporter is trying to get the scoop from the actor, but the publicist is trying to stop them and keep the interview about the movie. The person playing the actor improvises the title, their character, and all the other details of the movie. If the interviewer can slyly get the actor to say the rumor within the 3 minutes, they win the big prize.
Okay, that's
that
it.
Was the original?
No, that was the original. And what? We said, what's the big prize?
Okay.
And he like got all sassy. Yeah.
Got
about
a little squirrely
prize.
About the prize, of course, but because there simply wasn't
I've
one.
Suggested some modifications.
Okay. So what you've taken over KP's job, in other
Let's
words.
Let's hear it.
If he's not going to step up to the plate, you're going to pinch hit.
Okay. The there's two rumors.
What?
The reporter comes up with
this.
A rumor.
No.
And the publicist comes up with a rumor.
Okay.
Both are told to the actor.
What?
So the reporter and the publicist are thinking it's two different rumors.
And the reporter's trying to get the information about one of them, but the publicist is trying to stop the other one.
Yes.
Trying to stop both?
Yes. So trying to stop both. Stop but really what you're trying to do is figure out what's going on.
Okay.
And so the actor has all the knowledge.
Yep.
And obviously is trying to keep the other two from knowing
Great.
What the secrets are.
Let's do it.
So you have to guess your own, the secret that you're trying to stop, if you're the publicist, you have to guess what that secret is.
This is like the opposite of KP. This is PK, this is so good. Let's do this.
Okay, so
pretty kick ass.
Yeah. Let's just explain it as we assign tasks and explain it again.
Yeah, you know tell us who we are.
Well, is there someone who would like to hold all the cards? Who feels good about that?
I think Scott does.
Okay, I'll hold all the cards.
The actor.
I'll be the actor, yeah. Speak the speech, I pray you, as it comes drippingly off the tongue.
Oh, God. Are you tripping Light Fandango?
Oh, tripping the Light Fandango?
Great reaction to Shakespeare. Oh God,
this guy again.
That guy, the bard? Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard
bard
a thing about
these
it.
Nuts.
Yeah, I'm a little over the source material, you can say.
Bard these nuts.
All right, let's go.
Is this episode ever
going
to end?
No, because I wish it would. We're going long over time. And we have another one to do, my friend.
All right. Shh,
but you know everyone will hate to hear.
I think the second one's always the better one.
Everyone always hates the second one.
I know, they like it more because we're loopier.
People like the even-numbered ones and not the odd-numbered ones.
That is how it breaks out.
Although we only did one in Las Vegas, so now we're broken the cycle.
We've broken the cycle.
Okay,
hey, true
up?
Believers, we've broken the Vegas. Cycle. Excelsior.
I saw Stan Lee with the... Never mind.
Candelabra
in the kitchen. Last night?
Yes. Stanley has taken over half of Santa Claus's duties.
Let's hear the rules.
I'm wrapping all the gifts on Christmas Eve.
You've been delivered a no prize.
Okay.
I'm extremely familiar with his work.
You're the publicist.
Yeah, thank you. But direct all questions to Nuko.
Lauren, you're the publicist. Oh, Scott, you're the actor?
I'm the publicist.
You're the publicist? And me?
You're the hubbub.
I'm the damn fool reporter.
Okay.
I'm the hubbub.
All right, guys are going to text me.
Okay, so
no, you text us the rumors.
Oh.
You make up the rumors.
Oh, I got confused. I thought it was the opposite.
I thought it was the opposite.
We tell
no,
him.
No, it was. We change.
Okay. Oh, okay. So he will tell us
maybe it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
We're already lost.
Oh, so you text him a rumor. Yeah, I text him a rumor. You know both rumors.
And then how do they get out?
We're trying to draw it out.
But he already
and
knows.
And am I trying to not say them?
But you know one of them.
No, but I think what would make more sense is if we are saying things that get him to go, did I fuck a guinea pig? You know what I mean? Like.
That's the usual way
we do it. Let's try Paul's
you
way.
You know one of the secrets. You're trying to draw out.
Lauren, if you go to Jersey Mike's, are you not going to have it Mike's way?
No,
you're always going to have it. If we're doing Paul's game, we
There's
do it Paul's way.
There's always Mike's way.
Yeah.
Crunch. Oil, vinegar, salt,
Did
pepper.
Did you say grunge?
I said crunch. Oh, but man, what if Jersey Mike was really into grunge?
Don't call me Jersey.
You got to do a cover of that.
You got to do a cover gotta do of it. That.
You got to do a cover of that. All right, so
let's do it Paul's way.
I'm trying to find out what Lauren's what his, secret
and
has.
I'm just talking. Okay, got
okay.
it.
Okay.
This is what you do best, dear boy.
Just talking, not thinking. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Oh, were you mad?
No, but no one's texting me anything.
Okay, here we go. Are you mad?
Are you mad? And by the way, I haven't done the one thing I'm supposed to do.
After I insulted you and I was like, what, did it mean something to you?
No, I'm just waiting for your text.
And it's about you.
Yeah.
Okay.
This fictional actor that I'm portraying.
Oh, okay. Delete.
Mel Gibson.
You don't want to hear any rumors that we've heard
about
you?
What? Have you heard something about me?
No.
Okay. Oh my God, they're totally silent right now as they text me these rumors. Oh my God. I got something from Jason Mantzoukas before you guys.
Is it a rumor?
No, it's some Marvel news.
Rumor. I'll be reporting that on newcomers.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. I got one from Paul. I've not gotten one from Lauren.
It hasn't gone. Jeez, my signal. Even the Wi-Fi doesn't work on my phone.
I think three or four bars right
Lauren,
now.
Lauren, you and I will trade off giving details about the movie.
Okay.
I'm still waiting for Lauren. Do you want to just show me?
Yeah.
Don't show me. Don't show me, Lauren. It is a secret.
Okay.
It'll probably go through eventually.
Okay.
If you forget.
Got it.
All right.
I'm the reporter, right?
Yeah, I'm the hubbubasis.
Hey, how long is this interview?
I think it's going to be like 25.
Can you cut it down to 23?
I can make it three, I think.
Hi, guys. Hi, Brenda. Oh,
hi,
Graham.
Great to see you.
Thank you so much for sitting down with me today.
Yeah. Why did you call me Brenda?
No, I was calling your publicist, Brenda.
Because that's your name.
Yeah, right. I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong people when I was saying the hellos.
Obviously, right. I understand.
Well, you have your Ray-Bans on, so we couldn't even tell.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize
you look
I had
really
these.
Cool.
Are you in Men in Black?
No.
Because you're wearing a black suit and you have an alien cradled in your arms.
I know I'm wearing a black suit. I know I'm wearing sunglasses. I know I have an alien cradled in my arms, but there's a logical explanation for all of this. I just don't have the time to get into it. I understand we only have 50 minutes today.
Yeah, it's actually we're on a bit of a time crunch. He's got to eat four lunches, so we're going down to 3 minutes.
Did you say he has to eat four lunches?
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting.
I have four stomachs like a cow.
We're going down to 3 minutes. So what publication are you with?
What publicist is she?
Brenda, I'm with Backstage Northwest.
And, okay, and so what, no one's going to read this. Okay.
So what is this,
well,
Seattle?
A lot of people in Seattle will read this, yeah.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Great, so let's get right into it, if you can. You ready?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Brenda.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Glimp, very excited about this picture.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and I imagine
I play the Holy Spirit. It's never been done before on screen.
It's the first, and people
because people have played God, people have played a lot of people have played Jesus.
Yeah.
Well,
so it's funny, Brenda, that you mention that you have to eat four lunches because I understand you. Forgive me if this is impolite, but you're kind of a hungry boy, aren't you?
I don't think that's ever been said to me before.
He certainly has an insatiable thirst for new innovations.
New innovations?
Yeah.
Really? Because you seem like a very traditional kind of guy, but what are these new innovations?
Well, you know, just contraptions and things, you know.
Contraptions?
Yeah.
Hmm. Such as?
You know, electric stirring sticks, stuff like that.
Electric stirring sticks?
Yeah.
Keep going. You know,
who has the wrist strength?
This will be great for your interview. Keep going on this.
These days, you know what I mean?
Keep going on this?
Yeah.
You don't want to talk about the four lunches?
Ask him more about the sticks and things. And
other you want me to know about the stuff?
Isn't that what I
want? Well, we don't know what you want because you've never made it clear.
This is not. I thought I'm trying to get him to say the thing that I texted him.
No, I'm trying to figure out the thing that you texted him. You're trying to figure out the thing that I texted him.
Okay.
Here we go. I am hungry a lot of times. Yes. I am a hungry boy.
Yeah.
And especially right now.
I think more people know that recently than did before.
I'm sorry. Did you, Glim, did you eat something that you shouldn't have eaten?
I don't think that it's illegal to eat that. Hey,
who's doing the interview?
Would you eat
here?
Like a bat?
Who's doing the interview here?
That would be illegal.
I don't think it's illegal.
That's why Ozzy Osbourne is in jail right now.
Okay. Well, I thought it was because he was
fighting
gross.
For his life.
did you eat something like a tongue or something?
No, we don't have to talk
about that. Let's talk about the movie. Now everybody's in this. It seems
it's a star-studded affair.
It seems like the.
We've got Jennifer. Well, I'm not gonna, we've got Jennifer Connelly.
I was going to make a comparison, but
oh please!
I don't think anyone with. I think all the stars have my favorite initials though in them.
Really?
Yeah. So Quentin is in it.
Q.
Coraline from the movie Coraline is in it.
Vince Vaughn
is definitely in it. Yeah.
VV. Sure.
Yeah. Or V. Yeah. I mean. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Q C V.
Yeah.
That's the way it was delivered.
I mean. God, well, when I hear those initials, I'm like,
hey, hold on a second.
Excuse me. Yeah.
QVC?
What about it?
God. Is this movie, why are you so sleepy?
I don't know. When I hear those initials, it just triggers something in me. God.
What? It triggers like a sort of narcoleptic reaction?
Sort of. Yeah, it seems like it.
He's getting tired.
Yeah, we may have to wrap this up if you keep saying those.
No, from what you said.
Oh, do you have some sort of condition, perhaps?
Let me check to see what condition my condition is in.
Say.
I mean, it's definitely something that I can't.
Sort of an unhealthy habit.
It's something I need to do.
Yeah.
Is this something you're comfortable with us talking about, Brenda?
I am comfortable. It's a rumor, but I think we could squash it right now.
Yeah, sure. So what people are saying is that you fall asleep watching QVC.
That I can't.
You can't sleep unless you watch.
Ding, 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 ding. And then what I heard is that you ate a guinea pig's butthole.
Ding, 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 ding.
It's not illegal.
It tastes good doing it.
It's not illegal.
It's like a little Frito-Lay.
Why would it be like that?
Oh, excuse me, I have to burp. Ralph's cleaning 212-4369.
Every time you throw up, okay, you recite the phone book.
Sorry, just what I ate is coming back up. Ugh.
Ralph's cleaning. So you ate like a cleaning solution.
Are you sure?
Shakey's Pizza.
Are you sure?
213.
You eat menus.
Is it okay to talk about this in front of her? I mean, are you willing to go?
I'm not talking in front of her. I just can't control my burping because I had such a big lunch.
All right. So recently on set, a lot of people discovered something about you, and maybe you didn't want them to know about this. But yeah. Unfortunately, you were the one who inadvertently let them know.
Well,
you
it's
burp one, out.
It's one of those things where, you know, the sound person should have been making sure this didn't happen.
Obviously, you want to trust them, but you can't always, can you?
Can't always. So I should double check these things. Yeah. Mm. But oh God, excuse me. Ernie's Plumbing, 816-932-587.
So you have like Tourette's, but it's the phone book.
Forget it.
Look, I shouldn't even.
It didn't work. It didn't look.
Well,
it didn't
tell
work.
Me what it was.
It was that I left my mic on while eating a phone book in my trailer.
I said you ate the phone book.
No.
You said you're burping up the phone book.
You said you're burping,
you said
up,
you're
the
burping up the phone book.
Well, it implies that you ate it.
No.
We're not playing implied here. We're playing playing a faulty game.
Let's just say the game didn't work.
So who wore it best? PFT or KP?
That was my fault. I'll take full responsibility.
You're going to take the blame for
this? There's something about the games and me. It doesn't work. It just doesn't work.
You know, I find games to be tricky little things, but we'll get it next time.
We'll get it next time. Hey,
we'll get it next
good
time.
Game. Good game.
Good game.
Good game.
Good game.
Good game.
Good game.
Good game.
Good game.
Do you know what's really funny is in professional baseball games, the teams do that themselves.
Do they really?
Yes. After a professional baseball game, you will see the teams line up separately and they'll go to the line saying good game to each other.
I was watching the challenge,
but
the
not
other day.
To the other team. Which is the whole idea.
I was watching the challenge the other day, and someone who got eliminated smacked his competitor in the butt, and I was like, when did that start? Mm. Like, what? The first guy to do that must have been so scared to
It all comes down to the second guy's accepting of it.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean, is the first guy must have been like, I really want to touch this guy's butt, but I need an excuse. What if I'm congratulating them on the game?
Well, see, I think
because it's inexorably tied into sports.
I think you're making it something sinister.
Lauren's so bored,
and I think
think we got to move it along.
She's reaching into her purse for her phone.
For
okay,
snack,
we'll get.
Oh my God, she's got a taser! No!
Oh my God, no! No! We'll see you next time. Bye.
With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.